WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling that mental knot we call overthinking. And trust me, I get it. Life can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes. Between deadlines, social media, and just trying to remember where you put your keys, it's no wonder our minds are constantly buzzing. But what if I told you there's a way to find that oasis of calm amidst the chaos? That's what we're diving into today. Cultivating calm and serenity in a busy world. Because let's face it, feeling peaceful isn't just about lighting some scented candles, it's about building a resilience that helps us navigate life's ups and downs with grace. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to tap into a toolbox of strategies that can transform your daily experience. First things first, recognize that calm isn't the absence of chaos, but rather the ability to find stillness even when things are swirling around you. It's about choosing your reactions instead of letting external factors dictate your emotional state. Ever felt like your mind is a hamster wheel, running on overdrive? You know that feeling when you can't seem to shut off the thoughts? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not about emptying your mind, but rather observing those thoughts without judgment. Think of it as watching clouds drift by, acknowledge them, appreciate their fleeting nature, and then let them go. Next up, the power of intention. What are you focusing on? Are you channeling your energy towards things that truly matter or getting caught up in the endless scroll of social media? Setting clear intentions can help you steer your mind towards what brings you peace and purpose. It's like choosing a destination before hopping into the car. You know where you're headed, and you're less likely to get lost along the way. Thirdly, don't underestimate the magic of movement. Exercise isn't just about physical fitness, it's a powerful tool for releasing stress and boosting your mood. A brisk walk in nature, a dance session in your living room, whatever gets your body moving can work wonders for your mental clarity. Ever noticed how a good workout can leave you feeling lighter and more energized? That's because exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help combat stress and anxiety. Speaking of nature, let's talk about its incredible power to soothe the soul. Spending time outdoors, even if it's just for a few minutes each day, can work wonders for your mental well-being. The fresh air, the sunlight, the sound of birds chirping, these natural elements can help ground you and reconnect you with the beauty around you. Think about that last time you felt truly relaxed. Chances are you were surrounded by nature, weren't you? Finally, remember that cultivating calm is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like a whirlwind, and that's okay. The key is to keep practicing these strategies, to be patient with yourself, and to celebrate the small victories along the way. Every moment of stillness you create, every breath you take consciously, is a step towards cultivating that inner peace that we all crave. Let's talk about real life, shall we? Imagine this. You're staring at your inbox, feeling overwhelmed by emails, deadlines looming, and that nagging voice in your head whispering, "You'll never catch up." It's easy to get swept away by the chaos, right? But here's where those calming techniques come into play. Take a deep breath, focus on that inhale and exhale, reminding yourself that you've got this. Prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and remember, it's okay to take breaks. Step away from the screen, stretch, go for a quick walk, or listen to your favorite song. By incorporating these strategies into your daily life, you can create pockets of calm amidst the chaos, even on the busiest days. Remember, finding serenity isn't about eliminating stress entirely, it's about cultivating resilience and choosing how you respond to it. You've got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode, folks. Remember, cultivating calm is an ongoing practice, so be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving towards that inner peace. If you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little dose of calmness in their life. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep chasing those good vibes. See y'all later.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.